What's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
Hey, John.
It hey, guys.
Is Sunday, and Kirsten's right here next to us.
Hi.
You may remember her from Basement Babes, or what was it?
Yeah, Basement Babes.
Basement Babes.
I think that's what we called it.
The four-hour-long marathon cast with all our wives.
Also known as the best episode
right, yeah.
to date of
Most
Basement Buddies.
I thought you were going to start your own, like an offshoot podcast, and start competing.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have time for that. We have, you know, kids to raise and stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woman's work.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of that.
We're only allowed out of the house so frequently.
You get like a little
punch card.
And Chris is like, all right,
sorry,
I'm taking two off for tonight.
You went out three times this month.
Anyway, this is Kaz's better half, Kirsten.
Mm-hmm.
Weren't we going to start calling him Kirsten's husband?
Yeah. That's how I refer to him.
Okay. Well, speaking of...
I don't think you would like that.
Being a waste of time husband, I spent 6 hours boiling water and pouring it into my hot tub yesterday.
I saw that on your TikTok.
Yeah.
That's the best use of your time you have?
6 hours of boiling human broth in my kitchen because I was just scooping... I would scoop from my hot tub. That's like... I was wondering about this. Is chlorine... a gas that you want to be breathing in?
Probably,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not sure. I
remember reading about it in World War One. It was like good, and it made all the soldiers feel nice, and they lay down and go to sleep.
Figured out like how to hook your hose to the water heater or something, and just
that would have been smart.
That would have been smart, but I wanted boiling hot water.
Mm.
Well, the water heater goes up to like 120, and it's got the discharge nozzle on the bottom. I think it's the same thread as a garden hose.
It is.
I just know that because when I was a kid, my dad would hook up the hose and fill up like the kiddie pool
with
warm water.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad
yeah.
really loved you.
I did that once with the shop sink in my mudroom.
He was trying to make up for all the years he was in jail. That warm water.
And it worked.
It did. Mm-hmm.
He was like, back when I was in jail, never had warm water.
Yep.
Didn't want my daughter to go through the same thing I went through.
Yep. That's why he turned to a life of crime.
Exactly.
Is that right? You
yes.
had a cold
yes.
swimming pool.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I did that one time with my kids. Like, the shop sink has a hot, and I was like, you know what? They don't deserve hot water. So I never did it again.
But, yeah.
You don't want them to get too used
yeah,
to
right?
that luxury.
No, I don't want
yeah,
to spoil
really.
Them.
It's totally, like, the next time they go out there and the hot the
oh they did they made a big fuss they're like
degrees.
Dad go get the hose. I was like, nah, that was like a one-time
right.
deal.
Which the thing is, the water in a pool could be freezing cold. Kids don't give a shit. They're
no.
like, yeah, I'm still playing in it, I don't care.
Yeah, I got the pool out like a week ago and it was windy and rainy and the kids are out there splashing.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, what's what kids do.
Yep.
I was just a gentle child, I guess. If it was too cold, I was like, ooh, not for me.
No thanks.
I remember my buddy Aaron, his dad from work, he like some welding, some pipe place. He got this big metal swimming pool that was like 6 feet by 12 feet and 2.5 feet deep. We moved this giant thing into his backyard. He filled it up. The water was freezing cold and then like nobody would get in it. And then it just sat there for 10 years
turned into
before
a mosquito
it turned
habitat.
Into like, here's where we put all of our shit in the backyard.
In the water?
In this.
And just throw it in the swamp
thing, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I bet it made cleanup easy. Just get a crane, pick it up.
It's like one of those big garbage bag deals.
Mm.
Oh, have you ever done one of those?
Bagsters?
I'm curious.
Wait, what is that?
You can buy them at Home Depot. It's this big, like,
tarp bag.
You put out in your front lawn, it's green, you've probably seen them, and you just fill it with trash, and then the garbage man comes and takes it?
Come and haul it with a crane?
Something like that.
Hmm.
Do you have some trash you want to get rid of?
No, I mean, we actually a lot of times just put our trash out on the curb, and the garbage man just
And John
takes
comes
it.
By and takes it?
No, like...
I just mentioned you're getting rid of something.
We got rid of a shittier desk than the one we gave you, and... we just put it on the curb and the garbage man took it. Like,
do they charge you extra? Do you know?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
I know. I don't know why, but I don't know. We've done that with a few different things that are like, you know, won't fit in the garbage can or whatever.
Are you I've heard of people doing this where they're like extra nice to their garbage man and
no
mail delivery guy and no. Amazon person, and they put out like treats for them around the holidays.
They don't do that.
Or send them a.
Aren't they paid for the work that they do?
They're paid for their work that they do.
They can get
fucked. If I am in the house and I see them at the door, I wave to them and say, hi there.
Hi.
Thank you. That's
I'm employing you.
Get back in your trash mobile, trash man.
Thanks. Yeah. The mail lady, because we live in like a cul-de-sac.
What's the address?
Housing development. So we have one of those big mailboxes that has like 30 little boxes in it. And we have a mail lady. Seriously, if you're within 30 yards of her when she's there, she's like, step back from the mail. Step back from the mailbox.
Because it gets blocked so much?
Or just like you can't be around it when she has it open or whatever. Because she's like putting all the mail in it. I don't know.
You're like, that plastic lock is impervious. I could never get through it.
I'm unholstering my pepper spray.
Yep. Watch out, lady. I'm going to steal that junk mail.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Someone has a Victoria's Secret catalog.
I want those Papa Murphy coupons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't do that either. I just like... I hear of people giving their garbage man presents. And I'm like, how will you give your garbage
man? That's like an East Coast thing, I think.
It might be. By the time they went on the Oregon Trail and got out here, they gave up their love for the garbage man.
No. I know my wife has a beef with the mailman, because one time she put letters outgoing and lifted up the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just pushed it down and put the mail in on top of it. And he didn't pick it up. She's like, what the fuck?
Do you even know how to do your job, sir?
Apparently not.
Oh, my God.
So she doesn't trust that guy.
I wouldn't either.
And we've had mail stolen a couple times.
Yeah. I don't put stuff out. I mean, I have a mailbox across the street, but I don't put stuff. I'm worried about somebody stealing it.
Well, it's like
it's safer
birthday cards and shit. It's nothing important. If it is important, I'll take it to the mail.
That is what's nice about ours, because it has an outgoing, you know, slot you can put it in, and it's all locked up. I mean, we don't, probably the only thing I put in there is holiday cards. Like, I never really mail anything.
Right. Yeah. Well, you live on the correct side of the tracks, unlike us here in the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
In the ghetto.
In the ghetto. Mm-hmm. Well, I live in the ghetto anyway. I don't know about you. Eh.
I've gentrified this neighborhood.
I was gonna say, it's up and coming.
Yeah, up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
What point, I know neighborhoods get gentrified, right? This is a thing. Uh-huh. But what if I moved here back when it was cheap because I wanted to be one of the lowly poor folks living in this undesirable neighborhood, and then these gentrifiers came along.
Right.
6 years
filthy
later.
Filthy Californians.
Filthy from California.
Right.
And,
But see, what you're missing is that you already own your home, so you could just live here forever as long as you can pay your mortgage. People that are like renters, though, they're just going to get pushed out because they can't afford it.
I'm with you. Yeah, that's a good point. I did buy the place.
Right.
But I was like, I don't want to get lumped in with the gentrifiers. I wanted this place to be kind of shitty and low rent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're doing a pretty good job at it.
Yeah, I got this big mud hole on the side of my house.
Yeah,
I don't
think
anyone drives by the front of your house and is like, whoa, that guy came in here with his California cash.
Yeah, that guy feels about right.
Okay, all right, I'm good then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I was down at the coast for 6 days.
Okay.
Was having so much fun. Actually, Jackson was being a sweet little boy. Sometimes, you know, our kids drive us nuts and we're like, let's go home. We're done with this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was just being a sweet boy. And we're like, let's stay another day.
Oh,
this has been
nice.
Sweet. We're having fun.
Was the weather decent-ish?
Yeah.
Okay,
I think it only rained one day.
Oh, that's good.
That's such a nice, where you guys go down to the beach there, like on the beach. It's such a nice strip of beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't usually go down to the water though, do you?
We didn't go this time, or maybe the kids did while I was working, because I was working on that.
Your outhouse? Did you finish it?
The outside is 3/4 of the way finished. And
did
then
you
I
poop in it yet?
No.
God damn it.
Jamie was like, when are we going to, why don't you finish
it
inside?
In.
She said, why don't you finish the inside first? And I was like, and she says, you know, so I can start pooping in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, because I don't want to be working on the outside while it smells like poop.
I don't think it will, man. I think you're a little too worried about it.
So are you going to put, like, what is the, I mean, I understand it's the concept of a hole. I get that part of it. What's the throne?
The throne, so imagine a deck over a hole, over a big hole.
Okay.
And then there's, so I'm just going to build like a bench or something. A rectangular chair.
Just take a chair. Like that old chair and cut a hole in it.
Yeah, that's a cut a hole in that chair. Yeah. You're going to poop through and there's that cross beam in the middle.
Split your turds in half.
We're going to have to wipe that off.
Every single time.
Every time. And it can still be used in the house. When we'll just carry it out from the yurt. We'll bring it out to the
like, are
to
you going to put a toilet seat on the bench?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a toilet seat, and I'm going to do some other things to try. I don't know what it's going to smell like. It's probably 7 feet down.
I think it'll be fine, dude. Just...
Well, why don't you just research, like, compostable toilet?
Brooks doesn't know how to read.
There's also all, because there's RVs that have, like, the compostable toilets that you can, there's, like, special mix you just pour into it or whatever.
Yeah, I think you just crap in the hole and then throw
and
some...
And you have to have a special kind of toilet paper, you know that, right?
Throw some bark dust down there. Well, I'm not going to be using that Bounty. It's like the one-ply, that easy biodegradable...
But there's special...
No, you're going to use baby wipes and throw them down there.
Those will decompose, no problem.
I'm going to use baby wipes and I'm going to put them in a separate container.
In a plastic Ziploc bag.
To be brought home or tossed in the fire.
Oh, Jesus
In
Christ.
The fire.
John, what is wrong with it, John?
I'm unsettled by the idea that you have a little garbage can full of poop on baby wipes.
Actually, you know what you should actually get? This is a legitimate idea.
Okay.
So when you're pregnant after you have a baby,
right.
You
squirt
get
bottle?
One of those Perry bottles. Yeah. But there's just the squirt bottle kind, but there's also ones that are kind of like curved.
For spraying off my vagina and stuff?
But you can use it on your butthole too. So it's like a little portable bidet. But that you can, you know, you're going to go take a poop. You take it, clean off your butt.
Yeah.
Take it inside. Rinse it off and fill it back up for like the next person to go use.
Yeah. You could even have it next to the wood stove and get it kind of warm.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So then you have some warm water.
Yeah.
I've been doing the thing with the rocks like I'm not supposed to, putting them on top of the fire. Didn't you get mad at me for...
No, I think we were talking about river rocks supposedly can explode if you put them in a fire.
Somebody told... I set them on top of the fireplace and they get nice and toasty and then I put them down under the table and warm my toes with them.
I like that.
But now that somebody told me they might explode, I'm like super cautious about
it. Well, I think you just have to make sure they're dry. Like, don't go get a rock from the river and...
Yeah. Okay, it was next to the river.
Okay.
Aren't you on the top of a mountain? There's river rocks around up there?
There's a mountain rock.
Yeah, they're mountain rocks. It's fine.
Those ones don't explode.
No. You should get like just a like a brick of iron.
Or lava.
Put that,
yeah.
Just put that on top of,
yeah. That'll be fine.
Yeah, a bucket of lava.
Yeah, just
or
pour
like
it on
the
your feet.
Hard, you know, lava rock.
Obsidian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Pete. He took Hendrick out for his birthday, and then went camping over in Eastern Oregon at Obsidian Cliff, and they got a bunch of lava rock, which is cool. They're going
to
make some
We went,
knives.
Last time we went to Bend, we went on this like lava hike and it was actually really cool. You could like see down all the lava beds.
Was it in like a cave, like a lava cave?
Mm-mm. No, it was like a mountain.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about. I went to something very similar outside of Bend. It's like a cinder cone kind of thing. No?
I don't know what that means.
No. Anyway.
Cone of
this
cinders.
Guy I went with, Brian, threw a fucking pumice rock at me. And I just got a tattoo on the back of my leg, and he hit me right in the scab.
Is that what happened to your tattoo?
And I have
fucked it up?
Two little blank spots where he cut.
You're like,
cut
you're
my leg.
Pay for that.
And he's like, fucked up my brand new tattoo, you jerk.
Remember how when you get a tattoo, they say don't pick this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Don't have your friend throw a rock at it.
Do you pick it though?
No.
Why not, man?
Because tattoos are expensive.
It feels so good.
That's why yours look like shit.
I've only gotten one tattoo, and it was a mistake.
Why?
It's so ugly.
Your body's
ugly.
A temple?
We talked about this before. It's like behind her ear.
Right. It's like a music note or a butterfly or something.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there because it was before we met, but I always thought this was 16 years ago when I first met you. 17 years ago? 16 years. 16 years.
Well,
ago.
I was 18 and I'm 34. So okay, if someone perfect. Wants to do the math.
It's too hard.
16 years ago, mm-hmm. I was like, man, she's cool. Look at that tattoo.
Yeah.
It's what? A cool tattoo. It's
I mean,
still
I was 18 when I met you and I got it when I was 18. And I'm sure for the times it was cool.
But just what you do is you just don't keep up with trends. And then it's just cool forever.
Right. You know what's really funny? I think the first time I ever met you was at a house party.
Yeah.
In Molalla.
Oh, yeah?
Brooks went to Molalla.
Why would you go there?
Well, because I think we had like a mutual friend
it was
that knew someone in Molalla. And it was like Stacy and Aaron. And so they were like, oh, we're going to this party. And I think like you got invited. But then I was there via
I would never
Caitlin
go to
or
Molalla.
Something.
I did not know.
But when you're 18, you're just going to go wherever
oh,
you can
I wouldn't
can
have been
to
invited.
Drink.
I didn't know you guys until I was like 25, 26. Yeah.
I want to know what cool John used to be like.
28? How old was I? I don't know. How Can't old am know. I now? It's too hard to know.
It's got
to
be 10 years because Hendrik is 10 now.
Yeah.
So it was probably about then that you started hanging out.
Yeah, that's about right. 10 years.
Yeah, I think it was 11 years. 10 or 11, because we've been in our house 10 years.
It'll be 11
and we met, like, started
November.
Hanging out with you when we lived in our apartment.
Yeah.
So what...
Whatever.
For people that live in New York City, or the New York state, country of New York...
Right.
What is Molalla? Why do you guys have...
Alabama.
It's just rural south of any part of Portland. And it's just country people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Portland, you know, is a city with normal city folk. And then you drive for 1 hour in any direction and it's country town.
Yeah, it's hillbillies.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with... Yeah. What's their deal? Come on. What's their deal? Like, I show up a perfectly friendly fella. It helps them...
You're too hip.
It helps that I'm
you
tall and white.
No, that's not the problem.
The right racism.
Yeah, you're not racist enough.
Yeah. That's part of it. I don't
right.
play along with,
right.
with the racism.
Exactly.
Maybe if I did, I'd fit in.
Oh, yeah, you'd fit in.
Why would you want to fit
That's
in?
That's a good point. I mean, it's an hour from my house. I don't even know anybody
I mean,
over there.
One thing I will say about Molalla is they know how
a
to
a
do a 4th of July parade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't
Can't
the
miss
state
it.
Fair down there, too?
No.
No.
The Molalla Buckaroo, though.
That's cool. Or the Pendleton Roundup.
Let her buck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that there?
It just hit me that you know how the uterus and the fallopian tubes.
Yes.
And
mm-hmm.
the
That's what we were talking about. Yes, makes
those
sense.
Other things.
Ovaries.
Ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of look like antlers and a deer skull. Do they know this? With the people with their...
Do they?
They.
You mean women?
No. Do the people that have it on those Molallians... With their,
with their
deer head on the back of their truck, it kind of looks like a lady parts.
Okay,
reproductive system. Let's call it.
No,
just for
I don't know
sake.
If anyone else has ever thought of that.
I mean,
I thought about it just earlier today.
Okay, cool. Is there a problem with that?
No, I'm saying good
well,
on those guys.
They're also misogynists, so it is kind of ironic.
That's right.
Oh, we let you guys start voting. What else is there?
I don't think you can vote if you're a woman in Molalla.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm.
It just
you
means...
have to vote what your husband
yeah,
votes.
Yeah, the double husband
You don't have
vote.
A choice.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
It's time.
Oh, you got a quote for us?
I was going to look through this book earlier, but now I'm just going to...
Random poll.
Close my eyes and point. God damn, this is huge.
Well... Pick a different one.
A human brain can only operate as fast as the slowest brain cell. Excessive intake of alcohol, as yep. we know, kills brain cells. But naturally, it attacks the slowest and weakest brain cells first.
So actually, drinking's good
Makes
for
you. Makes
you
smarter.
In
yeah.
this way, The regular consumption of beer eliminates the weakest brain cells, making the brain faster and more efficient machine.
Wow.
That's Boom. Why you always feel smarter after a few beers.
And if Cliff you drink Clavin. Red Cliff wine, Clavin. You also get the antioxidants.
I need those.
Basically,
I have so many oxidants in my body.
Juice.
I'm drinking unsweetened pure leaf brewed tea.
That's my wife's caffeine.
So good. Ooh, speaking of tasty drinks, on Friday, I stayed home from work, and my wife put me to work immediately. We went over to her one of her buildings. I helped her hang up some shelves, and then we went and got lunch at a Hawaiian place, and then we checked out that John's Marketplace.
Oh, one on Powell?
Yeah, this new one that's been built.
I haven't been to that one yet.
I was going to ask you. There's one on the west side, right?
Mm-hmm. There's one on my route.
That's what I thought. One. Okay. And it's like a big beer store, and they have every imaginable type of beer you could think of, and ciders and mm-hmm. mead and all kinds of junk, and lots of wines.
Oh, I should. That like, sounds interesting.
I was, Tanya goes, oh, should we buy Kirsten a bottle of wine? I was like, oh, she's so picky about her wine. I don't want to get a bad bottle.
Are you picky about your wine?
Yes, she is.
I am.
What are you drinking tonight?
14 hands is acceptable.
That's the 14 hands is the bare minimum level of acceptance. I don't accept any bottle of wine that's less than $12.99.
You like Erath,
right? Oh,
there's
a price point.
Uh-huh. I do like Erath.
Erath.
This is Joshua Sellers, which is good. My husband, though, this is the Cabernet Sauvignon. I prefer the Legendary Red Blend. He doesn't realize that
They're different.
Two different ones.
Oh, he
listen up,
that.
Chris.
This one's acceptable, but I prefer the other one.
But just barely.
Mm-hmm. My favorite wine is Willamette Valley Estates Pinot Noir, but I also like the Erath Pinot Noir is also very good. Mm-hmm.
Have you been on any of those? Coming back, I drove through, what's that town?
Dundee.
Mm-hmm. And there's like hundreds of wineries
I've been
over
to,
there.
I've probably been to maybe five. Of them. There's some, actually one of the ones I went to, I don't remember what it was called because I'm not good at remembering that type of stuff, but we went to a wine tasting. It was like a group of five girlfriends, and they set up this beautiful table like in the area where they like process the wine. It was really cool. So it's
fun. So you're sitting in the middle of like where they're
like the big steel barrels. Yeah, right, it was cool.
I've been to the Erath one.
Oh, have you?
Long time ago.
Okay, yeah.
And I went to one in Tri-Cities.
Okay.
When I was there for a school thing.
Oh, I didn't know there was a...
There's a bunch of wine up there.
Okay, I might be going there like on a little cousin trip, and I was like, where the hell, what the hell do
The one I went to was fucking super nice, but like the school paid for it, so I don't know if it's normal person price range. And I was like, oh, free wine, hell yeah.
Usually tastings though, like you can do a tasting for like... $40. I mean, they want you to buy wine.
Right.
But it's like, okay, well, if you do it and get a bottle or something, but...
It's worth it for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Guess what? Alcohol's great.
Yeah
it makes you smarter, apparently. Mm-hmm.
According to Cliff Clavin. Yeah, I think I remember that quote from watching Cheers. Did you guys ever watch Cheers?
Mm.
Just when I was a kid.
Sometimes on Nick at Night. Wasn't my favorite
one,
though.
Was it.
You should go back and watch the pilot episode... On Netflix. Mm. I watched it like a year ago, and it's really good.
It was in like the top.
It's
top
very well written
on Netflix recently. Like I looked, it was trending or whatever.
It's decent. Well, everyone started watching Frasier again for some reason.
Which I don't quite get that. Interesting. That show.
I never liked.
I mean, I was on when I was younger. It was probably too smart for me. But
I don't know if it's that smart. They just kind of pretend like it's smart.
I feel like I was at the age when it was on where I'm like, oh, look at that cute dog like that.
Oh, I'm here for the Jack Russell Terrier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, John's Marketplace is pretty sweet. You guys should check it out.
That's
And
awesome.
It's not all booze. They had like a soda corner.
Oh.
And I was looking at it and because I'm sober now. I'm a sober person.
So year 2021.
Right. Yeah. And so I'm now a soda guy. As you have to be.
Correct.
Anyway,
replace that sugar.
Right, yeah, I got to get that sugar. I bought a Moxie soda and a cheer wine, which are both sodas I've heard of before. People talk about them like, oh, my favorite soda is cheer wine.
Cheer wine.
Never heard
it's
of
not
that.
Wine at all.
Right.
It's like a Midwest thing. It's just a cherry soda.
Mm.
It's pretty good. And Moxie is like an old school soda.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very good. It's almost like a root beer cream soda-y mix. Anyway, big
that
thumbs
sounds
up.
Sounds good.
Like, how much are these bottles? You're like buying them by the bottle?
Yeah, like $1.20, $1.50. Oh.
Right, just to have.
Or yeah,
just...
oh, I'll buy a funny soda.
Yeah.
Normal prices.
Yeah.
I also got a boba tea.
Oh.
And I didn't realize.
From there?
No, from the carts outside.
Oh, cool.
And I didn't realize if you don't tell them to put boba in it, they don't.
You're like, that's why I bought it.
And so I just bought like a $6 chai tea. I was like, oh, cool.
You're like,
I mean,
okay,
it's good,
whatever.
But I want
where
those globs.
It
it's up here where the original taco house used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They tore all that stuff down and built this new.
35th and Powell. Right. Southeast 35th and Powell.
Still longing for that OTH.
Nope, no more. There isn't one anymore.
Chris and I have been trying to find a replacement Mexican restaurant.
Just
no
isn't
luck.
One?
No.
Mm-hmm. You don't like La Coretta?
No, I don't actually. Well, I mean, it's
fair.
Like...
Yeah, what's... Okay.
It's basically the same.
La Coretta is
no,
my
local... No, it is not the same as the original Taco House.
La Coretta is my local Mexican restaurant. Where it's like you get a shitload of food. It's like $8,
so but it's not the best.
I know, but I've had a few people be like, that place sucks.
What I do like is the ambiance. Like, where else can you go to hear a mariachi band?
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
What about
actually.
Like Chevy's? Chevy's?
Hell no. Ugh.
I think Chevy's, there aren't any around here.
Isn't there one in Clackamas?
No, it's gone. Oh, long
boy.
Gone.
I'm an old man.
Wait,
I don't
actually,
know.
There is a new
you gotta go to Eugene if
Mexican
you want to
restaurant okay. in Clackamas that Chris and I went to. It's called Mescalune, I think. We went there last weekend and it was actually pretty good, but they have like fancy margaritas and different
Ooh.
Crap you can get. So
all right.
They make your guacamole like table side.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So that's fun if you ever want to go there.
All right.
I would say the food is like 8 out of 10.
Like Taco Bell level?
No.
That's where I'm at.
How okay. much? In La
10 out of 10.
La Coretta. Much better than Taco Bell.
It is.
And they give you a free dessert. It's like a little scoop of ice cream
I mean,
on this little cinnamon wafer.
Oh, yeah. You can get fried ice cream.
I don't know why
there,
you guys don't go to Sailor's. If I lived where you live, I would be going there
Never been
once
there.
A week.
It's a really
it is
famous steakhouse.
The best restaurant I've ever been to, hands
it's surprising.
Down.
Surprising.
It's
Maybe
amazing.
I'll go there someday.
You 100% should.
Is it kind of expensive?
No,
is
that... not for what you get.
What's like, the other place down the road that's... Like kitchen, cat kitchen or something. Country,
oh,
country.
That's gone. Yeah. Country
old
kitchen.
Old country kitchen. That's
no, no,
the
no.
same place.
Oh, is it?
Sailor's old
no,
country
No, you're thinking
kitchen.
Of, it was, yeah.
Kitchen 365.
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, what's that place?
No,
where,
you're thinking of the place in
that restaurant?
In Montevilla by the observatory, the cat's kitchen or something like that. I know what you're talking about.
It's gone. COVID
yeah, it's gone.
Took
yeah.
it out.
I think it went before. No, we go to the Redwood. That's our
mm-hmm.
that's our date restaurant where we went when we
try
got married.
That.
Yeah, it's good. It's
you
very cute.
You should have been there.
It's all about
if
ambiance.
You at, if you were at his wedding,
I wasn't invited.
You were not invited on purpose.
It was
invited.
A small party. They
there
didn't
was
want
three
people,
people
that were drinking.
And
it was a sober event.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, super sober.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Moxie Soda is very good. If you get a chance, go up there and grab one.
I want to go there and check it out.
Yeah.
It sounds cool.
It's cool. It's got a ton of shit there.
I think it
Oh, could. And there's a little window where you can buy beer and drink of it at the carts.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a really smart idea.
So that place was pretty busy on Friday.
Was it just all outside?
Yeah. Yeah, all outside dining.
And the, like the one on my route, they have burgers and sandwiches and stuff, and it's like a pretty good burger for $6.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if they had a kitchen in there. I think the carts take care of all the cooking,
mm-hmm.
which I was wondering. I didn't do any research on this, but did the carts mind COVID at all? I feel like Portland was kind of uniquely situated with so many food carts where everyone's just like, all right, fine. I won't go inside. I'll just stand out.
Well, yeah, you can just order it and take it to go or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, we've taken the kids to... the Happy Valley food carts a couple times because it's like
oh, those ones on Sunnyside.
Yeah, it's like you know all
those
different
nice.
Options, and then they it's outdoors and open, but it's a huge covered
right
gazebo
yeah.
thing basically that's like the size of a warehouse that you can sit under on a picnic table.
Yeah,
because
it's raining all the time.
Yeah, so
What's the deal? I feel bad with all these food carts. It'll be like a pod of 20 and four of them are really raging.
Yeah.
And then all the rest of them is
there's
like
a real sad one.
No lines.
Some of them, though, I feel like are just because they also recently opened, like, not recently, in the last couple years, there's like food carts in downtown Milwaukee, but some of them are just very poorly, like, managed. Like, you go there.
Yeah.
And they're never open. It's like, when is this one open? Like, I want to try this one, but it's not open. Or it's like, oh, we only are serving this today. I'm like, what the hell? I'm not trying this one anymore. So I feel like some of them, people are just like really engaged in like getting customers, and others are like, meh.
I think a lot of people, or a lot of times it's just like a failed dream that somebody started, because the carts I was at on Friday, it was Friday at 12:30 and every cart was open except two. I'm like, what are you guys doing? Why aren't you open?
It's Friday and it's lunchtime.
If it was 8 p.m., I get it. But you should be open right now.
Right.
And yeah, it's probably someone like, oh, I'll do a food cart. It'll be fun. And then after 2 months, they go, ah, that's a lot of work.
Right.
You don't make any money. So forget it.
You know what I'm going to do right now? Throw some shade at the bakery around the corner from my house.
If they're listening.
It's called Unicorn Bakery something. Cupcakes. Oh, shit. Oh,
people are going
to. Oh, fuck.
People are going to dox you.
They're not that great. They're not that great. It's like $6 for a cupcake. And I see people going there all the time. It's kind of like a trendy place for people to go. They got their nice, like, teal box that they keep their cupcakes in. You see people walking to their cars. No, what's the deal? $6 is too much for a shitty cupcake.
You know, the best cupcakes are like fat cupcakes. That's good. There's one in Oregon City and one in Northeast, maybe? It used to be His Bakery, but then they transitioned to being called Fat Cupcakes.
Yeah.
What makes them good?
Because it was His, capital H, and it was a Jesus bakery?
Correct.
Oh, it was.
100% correct.
I was going to make that joke.
That is where we got our wedding cake, actually.
Jesus sold out.
I don't know. They just have different flavors, and they're good. Like, the frosting's good. The cake is good. It's moist.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right. Moist.
Per cupcake.
No, it's, you can get, they have, like, the little tiny mini ones. You can get, like, 12 for $12.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Or you can get the bigger ones. I think a dozen is, like, $20 or something. I mean, it's reasonable.
All right.
Yeah.
John, what else? You want to complain about something now?
No. No. I got nothing. I don't go buy cupcakes, so I can't really complain.
I don't often.
And they're always closed when I want to go there.
That's the real problem.
When I'm really jonesing for that $6 shitty cupcake, they're closed.
I did go to Salt and Straw a while ago up on Hawthorne, super trendy ice cream place. And there was a line out the fucking door, and I said, nah, never mind.
Never mind, it's ice cream.
Yeah, never mind, it's ice cream.
I've never been there, but Chris's cousin at her wedding, they had a Salt and Straw food cart, basically, and they were serving the ice cream. They had like three flavors. I'm like, oh, like, it's pretty good, but it's just ice cream. Like,
that's kind of my feeling about the
it's
donut
no
places
better
too.
Than like the Haagen-Dazs you can buy at the grocery store.
Right. At the end of the day, it's just a donut. It's just ice cream. Like, it's good.
Okay, I will say, though,
Haagen-Dazs is a smaller container.
New Seasons giant. Market has
is it their ice
the
cream
best
sale?
Donuts. No.
Oh, just in their bakery?
Yes. They are the best. I don't understand how donut stores even stay in business.
When you can just go to a grocery store
and
get them? Yeah. Well, like Krispy Kreme or we don't have any Dunkin' Donuts anymore. But you want to get like 12 to take to the office?
I do actually sometimes, I mean, pre-COVID, like when you could like share food with people. The Krispy Kreme has a drive-through, so it's easy to just drive through and be like, oh, donuts for the morning or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Or you could stop at 7-Eleven and get a dozen donuts, can't you?
Probably.
And those terrible.
I couldn't imagine how those taste. Yeah. But
during the beginning times of COVID, all the donuts were individually wrapped.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they gave up on that pretty quick.
It was like a couple weeks, and like, ah, whatever. People don't care.
Who gives a shit? The trash that were coming in here to buy donuts don't care. All right.
Super Fan Joe.
Right. 100. Great question.
Great question. Great question. Have you ever been completely and utterly lost with no idea where you were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like driving?
Yep. I was driving home and I was in high school and my high school boyfriend was a giant pothead. So I spent a lot of my time smoking pot with my boyfriend.
You have no agency of your own?
Nope.
This was
in Molalla. Molalla rules.
No, I didn't live in Molalla. I lived out there, but I didn't go to school there. So
her spirit wasn't in Molalla.
Went to school in like a suburb, like Gladstone.
Okay.
Which is like, I don't know how far away that is. Maybe like
15 miles.
15 miles away.
Yeah.
So I'd be like in town because that's where my friends are, right? Because I go to school there. And then I'd drive home out to the freaking country.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving high, which you shouldn't do. And it was super foggy. And I'm like on the...
Because all the weed smoke in the car?
Right.
No, like outside.
It's only so foggy in my car.
I was really high and I'm driving home and it's kind of windy roads and it was so foggy. And I just was driving and driving and I'm like...
Where the fuck am I?
Where the fuck am I? I am lost. Like, I don't know where I am. I don't know if I like drove past my street. Like, I was so lost. And then finally... I saw like a house that I recognized and I'm like, okay, thank God. Oh. Here I am. And I was able to get home.
But... You're like, is this Salem? How the fuck did I get down here?
Where am I? That was the only time I've ever felt truly lost.
Truly lost.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about this probably a couple times.
It was much easier back in the day without phones to get lost.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't happen anymore. I had a Thomas guide for years in case I got lost.
Then you'd have to find some street signs to figure out where you were.
Yeah. Actually, I only had it when I was driving medical transport and I had to find people's streets. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I live on, you know, whatever and whatever. I had to look it up.
You know, it sucks when you're one page off and you go to the coordinates of that and just drive there. And then you realize you're like 4 miles away.
Like, God damn it.
The worst was Gresham. Has like Northwest 8th Street and you drive downtown thinking it's downtown and then you look again and go, ah, shit, that's Gresham. It's 20 miles on the other side of town. But the time that comes to mind about getting lost was, I think I've talked about this before, when I went to France for some work and my phone didn't work the whole time I was there. I even called before I went to double check and like, yeah, it'll be fine. And I brought Tanya with me just as kind of a vacation. And we tried everything to get our phones to work for data, for maps, you know, and just it never worked. So I would print out or download some maps when we had Wi-Fi and then just wing it when we were driving mm-hmm. across the country. And we went really far. So I spent a lot of time just driving around trying to figure out where the fuck I am in these cities. And I usually had a map so I could kind of orient myself. But at the end of the week, we had a little bit of free time. And we were a couple hours away from the Switzerland border. And she really wanted to go see her dad's house where he grew up, where he was born and raised, in Bern, Switzerland, the capital of Switzerland. And I was like, okay, we got a couple hours. Let's fucking do it. And the sun was, you know, it was like afternoon. So we haul balls over to Switzerland and we're driving through Bern, like the main highway through the city, and Tanya had like a printed out sheet and she's like, oh shit, you're supposed to turn right there. And of course, like the next exit is like 2 miles away and the sun's starting to set and we're like, oh no, we don't have time, we're gonna get to the house, it's gonna be dark, kind of a waste of a trip. So I take the next exit and we just like drove around and I'm just dead reckoning in my head, like, oh, I know it's supposed to be over here somewhere. And we found it just in the nick of time, right before the sun went down. We jump out like these crazy, it's just some house in a neighborhood.
Right.
There's no tourist reason to be there. These two weird Americans park, jump out, take a bunch of pictures, and then jump back in. The neighbors were probably like,
who are these crazy people?
What the fuck are you doing?
You're like, Google Maps.
Yeah. Like, just use your phone, you idiots. I'm like, it doesn't work.
Like, can I connect to your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
If somebody came up to your house and was like, I used to live here.
Yeah, and they were from another country.
Mind if I come in, look around? I know, Kirsten, your house is brand new.
I would let them in.
But your house is brand new, right?
Well,
would you think about that?
No,
wait,
not in my house.
This is a field.
I'm saying if I lived in a house that someone lived in before and they wanted to look around, I would be like, yeah, you
what
can.
If they knock on the door and they don't speak the language you speak, though?
I mean,
everybody
you know,
speaks English.
They just could use Google Translate or whatever.
Yeah, well,
what if their phones
I mean, know? I feel like, is that even a thing anymore? Like, people, I mean, I guess it is. People still buy houses that were built in the 70s.
Yeah, I did. My house was built in the 40s.
Whenever I go to my parents' house and, like, have to get a drink and I walk to my old corner market that I used to probably walk to 5,000 times in 20 years that I was living in that house, I go in there, I'm like, I used to come here to the same guy. Mm-hmm. I used to come here when I was a kid.
And he's like, cool.
Candy used to be right here.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah, it used
shelf.
To be different. Tell me all about it.
The drinks are in the back. Now I see that they're over here. Good choice.
And you're like, Snickers used to be a quarter.
Used to be 50 cents. Now they're $1.19.
Wow.
You know what I do? And my son gets so annoyed with me because I grew up like in Gladstone area and we live like 2 miles away from there. So sometimes when we're running errands or whatever, it's like you're kind of in the vicinity and I'll drive by. I'm like, hey, that's where I went to high school. That's where I went to elementary school. I used to live in this house. And Ethan's like, Mom, I don't care. I'm like, you're going to care one day.
When you're old.
Yeah.
My dad, when we drove by this junkyard, he'd go, okay, kids, put your hand across your heart. That's where the old Nova is. And we'd be all like, oh, that old car.
That's funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you one more question.
Wait, I didn't answer.
Oh, yeah. You ever been lost?
Back.
Like every day for your job?
I did not. I never left that neighborhood that I grew up in. Until I probably drove out to Malala with that first time.
Yeah, that was the first time you've been there.
That was the first time I left the Portland below
metro area.
Below 39th. That was anything past 39th was might as well been Gresham.
Right.
But I remember we went to go to a junkyard. We were like, Aaron and I were 18. His brothers were there.
Foster Auto Parts? Is that where you went?
But there's another one like out Sunnyside Road, or there used to be like deep 170th. Mm. And we were like,
No, I don't think so.
Sunnyside, Sunny Ridge?
Nope.
Well, there's
I'm
one.
I'm just busting your balls. Whatever.
There's one
Who cares?
Out there.
Who cares?
This, I care. Then we go and we're like, how do we get to this? We stop at a gas station. We're like, how do we get there? And she's like, oh, you just go down this road. And we thought she pointed at 82nd. So then we just got on 82nd and just kept driving for like 20 miles. And we're like halfway to Salem. And we're like, I don't know.
It feels wrong.
I don't think
you're driving by cows and shit.
I don't think we're where we're supposed to be. And then it was before cell phones.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, here's a gas station. Let's ask them.
That's definitely going to be something our kids won't really understand. We're like, yeah, you used to get lost driving your car.
I remember multiple times when I was like, because I've been with my husband since I was 18. And I would be like, Caitlin and I would be trying to like go to a bar or something when I was 21, like downtown. And right. I grew up in the suburbs. So to me,
downtown's very intimidating.
Yeah. And Chris grew up in the city, like southeast. So I'm like, well, he just knows everything. There was multiple times when I would call him on the phone and be like, I'm lost and I'm standing here. Where do I go? And he's like, Kirsten, like, I don't fucking know. Like, figure it out. Go ask someone. And he would be like looking up on Google Maps or whatever, MapQuest at the time.
MapQuest.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay, where are you trying to go? And like, he's trying to tell me over the phone. I'm like, okay, we made it or whatever.
That reminds me on that France trip, we were in Strasbourg. And I would work during the day and Tanya would just fuck around, visit, you know, check out shit in the city. And she got on the like Max train, mm-hmm. The streetcar. And she was going into the city to look at the big cathedral, but she got on the one that's going the other way. Mm. And so she calls me and she's like, hey, I don't know where the fuck I am. And I'm like, there's a car dealership. And I was like, Hold on, let me look it up. And I was doing the same thing. I was on the computer. I was like, okay, what's the sign say? Type. I go, okay, I see. I think I know where you are. Stay right there. I'm coming to get you. Yeah, luckily, we said, you know, we still had cell phones, so we could talk to each other. But yeah, she like completely missed the whole city, went the wrong way. Oh, well.
Tanya and I got lost once on a MAX train.
Yeah. You also got left downtown by me.
I think that was the same time.
Yeah. And her mom had to go pick you up.
What did you do?
I don't know. Sean? We were at...
You're going out to a party or something.
Birthday party or something. And there was people there that we were with. And we were like dancing and having a good old time. And then Tanya and I were like, yeah, we're done. Or maybe we went somewhere else. I don't know. But we like left that place and did something else. And then we're like, okay, we're going to go home. And we thought we were going to be so smart. And this is when you guys lived in the apartment.
Uh-huh.
We were going to take the MAX all the way to Clackamas Town Center and just walk over to your apartment.
Right.
Well, we didn't take into account that at 11:30 at night, the MAX train that you get on, like, it turns into another line.
And it stops.
And it stopped. And so we literally got dropped off at, like, the fucking ghettoest part near Lloyd Center.
Right.
And we're just like,
oh, and they're like, God. Yeah, we don't run anymore.
Right. And we're like, okay. And we were trying to call John like over and over and over again.
And I was snoring away.
And this was kind of like before Uber was like a thing.
Right.
And so Tanya's like, I'm just going to call my mom. I'm like, okay. And she came and picked us up.
At like midnight.
Yeah.
Her adult daughter, who's drunk with her friend, called her. She came and got you guys. Yeah. And then I got a fucking earful when I...
What are you doing? Why'd you go to sleep?
Kicked in the door. What are you doing? I was like, what? The phone's right by my head. And I'm sure it just rang and rang and rang.
She's
and
like,
I never
well, you
up.
Have 42 missed calls.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Fine. We didn't die.
Luckily.
Yeah.
We were All right, let me burn one more question.
I almost lost...
What?
I heard this story from my father-in-law. I almost lost... My dad and my father-in-law in the same back of a pickup truck. My dad got my parents, my in-laws live right across the street. And my dad was out there. He's 70 something, 76. He got a new rack for his truck and he had this old wooden one. Well, he made it like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get it out and it was like wedged in his truck and he's got his jack and he's. My dad listens to the podcast, so email in if this story's wrong. I heard it secondhand. He's jacking it up, gets like three of the things lifted out of the truck bed, and then my father-in-law comes along to try and help.
Yeah.
And like smashes, like hits it with his arm to like bust it loose.
Right.
And it pops out, like knocks my dad like...
Across the street.
Flips him, like, hits him, knocks him onto his back in the back of the truck, and then my dad gets up and, like, bumps something, and then my father-in-law got, like, hit by another board at the same time.
Nice. And they're both dead?
And they're
that's, like, they're both dead. Like the Three Stooges.
Wow.
I think it's, like, grumpier old men over there, and I didn't realize it.
That's really
They're not
funny.
Sworn enemies, your father and father-in-law?
That would be amazing if they were, actually. Yeah.
If we didn't
It's like Romeo
marry,
and Juliet.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if we weren't married, I don't think they'd really talk.
Is Brooks' last name Capulet?
Mm-hmm. Montague.
Montague.
The Montagues and the Capulets.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I think they're going ice fishing later on.
Wait, where? What?
That was one of the
grumpier old men.
Grumpier old men.
Holy shit. Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool reference.
And who's the old lady that was famous and used to be attractive?
Raquel Welch.
But then she got older.
Was it Raquel Welch?
Yeah, Raquel Welch.
She's still attractive, by the way.
Okay.
They both
what are you trying to tell us?
For an old person?
I'm more of a Helen Mirren man.
There are some older actresses that have aged very gracefully, and maybe they've had like, oh, I got a little Botox. Like, they look lovely, though.
Right.
And then there's the ones that went way too hard on the plastic surgery, and it's like,
too hard,
whoa.
Too early.
Yeah. Like Jennifer Aniston or Courtney Cox, right? Yeah. Let me ask you one more question so I can
Movie
be done
with
this.
Talk with Brooks and John.
Have you ever eaten something you love so much that you can no longer eat it?
Mm.
Something that you love so much. You know what food I could probably never stop eating is that fucking Greek yogurt, the honey Zoy.
Ooh.
Oh,
I'll pull it out of the fridge and I'll start eating it at like after dinner. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I think I could just continuously eat this forever and ever. And I have to like stop myself. I'm like, no.
Do you get it? Put it away. Big?
Oh, just the, you know, whatever, yogurt pints.
Does it have the separate?
Quarts?
Does it have the separate honey? And you pour it in?
Huh.
No, it's like the one like this where you can like scoop it out into a bowl for your kids.
Yeah, or just eat out of it like a savage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could eat that whole, it's like a pound of yogurt.
Do it.
I don't think there's anything I've liked so much that I ate too much and couldn't eat it anymore.
Yeah.
There's things I, you know, like when I was 15, I got drunk on Mike's Hard Lemonade and
A
lot of booze.
Never going to have that again.
Everybody's got a booze they can't drink anymore.
Right.
Jägermeister.
SoCo.
Oh, ew. I used to drink that and call it. Ugh.
Only time I ever blacked out was drinking SoCo.
What even is that, by the way?
It's sugar and whiskey.
Yeah, sugar and whiskey.
Is it whiskey, though?
No.
It's like a malt. Liquor.
No, it's a liqueur. It just means it's been...
Okay.
They add a bunch of sugar to it.
Is that... Because I remember drinking that when I was in college and just getting wasted.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't really get it. Like, you don't really understand what the different types of alcohol... Like, you're just like it's brown. I want drunk. Be drunk.
I want drunk.
Liquor in body. And then when I got older, I was like...
Oh, does that stop?
What the hell was that? Like, what even was that? Okay, so... watered down, sugared down version of whiskey.
Basically, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Or, well, what's Jägermeister?
I have no idea.
Same thing, I think.
They add, like, black licorice to it.
Is that... Okay.
Licorice root?
Yeah, something like that.
And but SoCo is, like, cheap, and Jäger is, like, a little bit more
too expensive.
Because of the rectangular bottle. It's fancy.
It's where all the money...
Okay.
Yeah. They spend all the money on the bottle.
It costs twice as much to make something a rectangle.
Actually,
compared to a circle.
I will say my favorite meal that my husband used to cook me was baked salmon and Caesar salad. And he used to make it for me like once a week and I loved it. Now he makes it. I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
Huh.
Like, I just don't like it.
Did he change his recipe or something?
No, he didn't. I don't know if it was like the fish was different, like where he was buying it or I don't know, but. I don't like it
tilapia,
anymore.
Tilapia, he switched over.
No, I don't eat
the salmon's
tilapia.
Pretty white.
That's garbage. Yeah, maybe I just got burnt out on it.
Yeah, I definitely go through phases. One thing in particular is pickles. Mm. Every once in a while, I'll be like, man, pickles are fucking great, and I'll eat a bunch of them. And then I just sort of forget about them, and I'll go 6 months and not eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm like, I used to eat a lot of Subway because, you know, eat fresh.
Right.
Right.
And Jared's your hero.
Jared used to be. Before I knew, I had to stop going there.
Right.
But there's so many better sandwich places now. I feel like that wasn't available in Subway's, like, prime.
We had, you got Subway with Quiznos? Is that still
Quiznos wasn't around here until, like, we were a little older.
What's the hope?
Because I remember eating Subway.
Old Town Hero?
Oh, yeah.
Big Town Hero.
Big Town Hero. That's good.
There's one on Sunnyside.
But, like, now you have, like, Jersey Mike's and
Firehouse Subs.
Firehouse Subs.
That's it.
I thought there was another one, though. It's not Jersey Mike's. It's something else.
Firehouse.
Mm-mm.
at Portland State.
Jimmy John's.
Oh, Jimmy John's, right. At PSU, there's a Subway right next to the science building, and I ate lunch there like every day for fucking years. And I'm really not a big fan of Subway anymore. I just got burned out on
it. I always just ate the cafeteria food at PSU.
Yeah, well, that was like across the park blocks. And someone would try to make you sign a petition if you walked across there.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to stay over here.
Or donate socks to homeless
people.
Well,
I had a lot of my classes in the buildings that were connected.
That strip, yeah.
Yeah, so I just go, like, the underground, like, tunnel thing.
Right, yeah.
But, man, I used to eat the shit out of that soup. And they had the compostable spoons, so you'd put it in the soup and your spoon would, like, melt and be all floppy. You'd be like, what the hell?
Paper spoons.
Did you ever go down in the basement to that vegan cafe?
Oh,
do you know
no.
what I'm talking about? It's down by, like, the newspaper in the Smith building.
I was down by the newspaper, but I didn't know there was a vegan cafe.
It was like a, vegan pastries and shit.
I don't remember that.
Remember when you were at college, Brooks?
I went to Portland State.
That's why I'm asking you.
For, I would show up late to class and hang around, try and flirt with hippie girls.
And it worked out.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I learned. for when the right hippie girl came along.
And you locked that shit down.
Locked it down.
Mm-hmm.
Good move. Good move.
So, Kirsten, you said you had a solution to my toilet problems?
Okay, so...
Wait, you got water banging?
Is it water bang? Water hammer.
Yeah.
So, I had the same problem, and it stemmed from a toilet repair. So, listeners, I'm the repair person in my family, not my husband. Right. I do the home maintenance repairs.
We understand, yes.
Okay.
We've met Chris.
Chris is the heavy lifting, so if I tell him, like, what to do, he does it, but I do the smaller things. So... I replaced all of the, because our home at this point is almost 11 years old, and all of like the insides of the toilets, like all of the little mechanisms, like they were just breaking down and pieces of shit. Like they would stop flushing, like they were just shitty. So I got brand new like inside parts of the toilets.
Sure.
And I replaced all of that on all three of our toilets. Well, then the water pressure was really weird, and it created water bang or water hammer in the toilet line, and then it was going to our refrigerator.
Huh.
So the water in our refrigerator would start like
banging. Yeah.
So what you do is you go to the where your water main is, turn it off.
There's air in the line. Yep. Is that what you're telling me?
Yep. There's air in the line.
Okay.
Turn off your water at the main, like so in your street or whatever.
Right.
I've got that
go
tool.
Go inside your house.
I don't need it. It's a, you can turn it with your hand.
Go inside your house, open every single faucet in your whole house, like every faucet, everything.
Yeah.
And then turn the main back on.
And then go
and
close
let it
everything.
All run for like 2 or 3 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then close it all down, and it pushes all the like air out.
All right, all right.
Try
I'm
it.
Gonna try it.
Yeah, I did it, and it fixed it.
All right.
Yep.
That's that was kind of my suspicion. Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe I got air in there somewhere. I was hoping it would just figure itself out, but apparently not.
And on the toilets, I turned the water off.
Yeah.
Flushed the toilets, so there was no water in the.
In the
tank.
Bowl. Yeah, okay.
So then when you turn the water on, it fills it.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a shot.
Do
That's
it.
Easy to try.
Mm-hmm. Fixed our problem.
I'll let you know.
No water bang or hammer or whatever since
now
then.
That I think about it, my father-in-law, who lived across the street, before he was my father-in-law, they had water bang on their front hose.
Yeah.
And this is the 90s, and I thought it would be funny to... when I'm like 9 years old, to go over and turn that hose on for a little bit, and then their house would just start making this loud banging sound, and then I would run off.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And
is that why he flooded your basement in retaliation 20 years later?
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
You know, just to fuck with the neighbors.
You're such a nice kid.
Guess what? We got an email. It's from Andy. This is titled Some Kind of Mouth Noises. Gentlemen, I'll get right to it. Listening to people drink beer into microphones and then talk about it is boring as shit.
Hooray!
John is right.
Andy, what about wine?
Oh, yeah.
That was the longest 6 minutes of this week.
Ha-ha!
Take that some
vindicated.
Kind of show.
Stay down. Stay down, Seeks.
I'm happy to tell you that I got my second vaccine dose this past Friday.
Hey, congratulations.
I think that means in 2 weeks, I can lick all the doorknobs
you
I
sure
want.
Can.
It does.
I guess that number is zero, so technically I'm already doing that. And to answer Joe's question from last week, what was the question last week?
When do you feel most yourself, and would you rather be itchy or sticky?
Hands down, I'd rather be sticky than itchy.
Yeah, dude. Itchy's worse.
I get into some poison ivy at the end of last summer, and I spent the week wishing the sweet release of death. Do you have plans for the summer? My in-laws rented a beach house in North Carolina. We go there every year, but skip 2020 because by New York rules... we would have to have quarantined for 2 weeks before returning.
Right.
Yeah, I think...
this summer is going to be wild.
We should all be... I was going to say, if I think my outhouse will be done if you guys want to...
Yeah, we should party at the coast. We should be.
Last time I went there, your dad tried to get me to mow the lawn.
Oh, I mowed the lawn.
I'm not going to do that. So are there chores? Because I'm not engaging in that.
Okay, if we all go, I'll do those chores, Kirsten.
John loves chores for old men.
Hey, I'm happy to help, man. It was fun. I split a bunch of wood, yeah, mowed the lawn.
Uh-huh. Is there like a resort nearby that I could stay
at? That's probably.
And then we could
Airbnb
meet at the beach. That would be better for me.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe you look into
a house,
a place down, down at the beach.
1,000%, I will do that.
Drive down a gravel road.
Oh yeah,
drunk and stoned, and it'd be really foggy.
So foggy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Make your husband Chris drive everybody.
How about you guys come to the beach house?
All right.
Yeah.
But I want to stay in. I want to get drunk in the woods.
I'm not allowed to see Brooks outside of the podcast, so.
We'll bring all the podcast gear up there.
Okay. Now we're talking.
And we'll bang out
a yurt cast.
Yurt cast.
Could I get a motor home up there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, maybe borrow a.
My dad has a motor home.
Yeah.
I could use his.
There you
bring
go.
Bring his up there. Drive that up there. I know a lot of people don't like roughing it. I mean, it's not really roughing it, but we'd make John and his family
sleep
in
there. I think the motorhome would sleep all of us. You guys could sleep in there.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't been camping a long time. Or glamping.
And
couldn't we just go on a different trip that's not to the land? Well, like,
or maybe we could talk about this not on the podcast.
No, this has to be done here. We have to flesh this out right here.
I feel
here
like
now.
You guys only go to the land, so why don't you step into other people's worlds and go somewhere else?
Yeah,
I just made a place for everyone to shit
on top of each other's shit.
On top of each other's
That's
shit.
Always been my dream. Don't, dear friends, I love you so much. I want to shit on top of your shit and then smell it and get a sliver in my butthole because I'm sitting on a bench.
Am I gonna go down there and you're down in that hole? You're like, yeah. This is my thing.
Brooks is like, there's actually a little camera in there.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. It felt like somebody tickled my balls while I was sitting on that toilet.
I looked down. There's just the whites of your eyes that I can see.
Here's what we legitimately should do. We should get childcare and go to, like, Palm Springs or somewhere fun.
Okay.
Palm Springs.
Who's going to watch all my dumb kids?
Yeah. John had too many dumb kids.
You got to figure that part out.
So do you have plans this summer?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? Palm Springs?
I am going to go to Palm Springs in May. Chris and I are going with Caitlin and her boyfriend.
Who's Caitlin?
Caitlin, my friend.
No, I know. Oh. You said it funny. We should get her on the podcast. She'd be fun.
Oh, my God. She would be so fun. You should.
Yeah.
She would love it.
Invite her. I don't have her phone number, I don't think.
I can. I will.
She can write in an email, too, based on Buddy's podcast.
Yeah, like she listens to this.
I don't even think she knows how to listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going there with her and her boyfriend spouse. And then we're going to Sun River for a week. And then we're going to a beach trip in September. And then we're going to Hood River for 4 days because Odie's getting married.
All right.
So we have a couple different things planned. And then we usually go to Long Beach because Chris's family has a rustic cabin there.
That he's never allowed us to go to.
It's not big enough.
It's secret.
A one-room shack.
Can I poop in his backyard?
You guys could come and bring a tent.
You could poop on the beach.
Trailer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's
You can drive on the beach there.
Cabin. And then they own like a giant plot of land next to it.
Oh,
we
camp next door?
At.
Oh, that's cool.
Which you'd just have to sleep in the tent. You could obviously use like the bathroom and kitchen and stuff.
That's the
Long
easiest
Beach
type of camping.
It is a nice beach, but the house is a little rustic for my taste.
Okay. We have now there, since the last time you were there, I think there are three other. We have four, including the yurt,
there's that little house Simon built.
There's five dwellings down there, and my mom just finished her. She had an A-frame built because she was tired of my dad snoring after 40 years. And I'm trying to get my oldest brother, Art, to go up there, But he also hates camping right. because he camped for like 4 years of his life when he was a kid.
A little kid.
And I was thinking we build him a like to scale replica of a Hilton hotel suite.
Yeah, I want to stay in that one.
Okay, so okay. maybe for you and for my brother. Yeah. So it's just like you walk in, it looks exact same.
We have someone at the front desk.
Yeah.
Do you have a reservation under what name? Can't find it.
Mm-hmm. You get into a fake elevator that kind of rumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get a motorhome up the gravel thing, I could do it.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Well, I'll see you in the summertime, John.
All righty.
Spring has come and gone. It's summertime now.
Yep, it sure is.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God damn, this is huge.
It's moist.
Now we're talking. Letter buck.